Limerick, Shannon, Killarney and Galway are well-known towns on the Emerald Isle, but they are also street names in the village of Limerick, Saskatchewan, thanks to an Irishman from Limerick, Ireland, who gave the town its name in 1913. While it may not appear lush and green from space, or covered in shamrocks, Limerick is known for qualities like endurance and community-minded teamwork. Many of the residents in Limerick are descendants of the first pioneer families that settled the area, and several new people call Limerick home. We are fortunate to have many people from other communities, provinces and even other countries as well, who are eager to be part of our efforts to make Limerick a great place to live, said Bob Smith, mayor of the village of Limerick. The Patterson Grain Elevator still sees the sunrise every morning, a testament to the perseverance of Limerick's people. Although like so many other prairie towns, the once booming town of Limerick has lost businesses, it is still fortunate to have the Home General Store, the Limerick Hotel, Prairie Reflections Hair Salon, Grassroots Co-op, and Limerick Semi Repair, all drawing clientele from surrounding areas. Limerick also has an IRM office, post office, seniors drop-in center, Limerick Rink, Limerick Hall and Sask. Housing. Many residents and farmers in our IRM have successful businesses that employ people from our village and surrounding areas and play an important part in supporting our village. Limerick has reinvented the former school into the Limerick Opportunity Center, where there is a daycare, fitness room, play school, and a gymnasium that is used for pickleball, badminton, volleyball, and a seniors walking group. The gym can be rented by groups or families for private use. Many might not realize there is an IRM museum in the old IRM office, just off of Main Street, where visitors can find paintings depicting the history of Limerick. The paintings, based on old photos, were commissioned by the late Bill Cherniak. The Trinity United Church, having adapted to many changes over the years, is a beautiful building that has been servicing Limerick since 1928. Each year, since the school closed, a blessing of the grads has been held. Since COVID, the service and celebration has been held outside in front of the Centennial Park. It is a chance to highlight our young people's accomplishments and send them away with the good wishes of the community and Trinity United Church. Limerick Centennial Park on Main Street is enjoyed year-round. People are often seen sitting in the gazebo reading, relaxing, and enjoying their lunch break. Limerick has so many dedicated and knowledgeable volunteers who are able to undertake the enormous task of keeping the park in pristine condition. One summer I spoke with a couple from Alaska who were driving through and stopped at the park. They were so impressed, and really surprised to hear that volunteers had the vision and know-how to plan and keep the park looking so wonderful. It is a place where we can highlight our local gardeners and give them the opportunity to share their joy of gardening with others. Each December, the park has a community event where people of all ages come out to work together to help light up the park. Although Limerick was unable to host their annual Slow-Pitch tournament this year, there is the possibility that this event will continue next year. Players from all over Saskatchewan look forward to this weekend of making new friends and connecting with old. Limerick's population grows by about 400 people on that weekend. Another event that is looked forward to is the Farmers Market. This is a great time for people from all around to come out, purchase some unique items, buy fresh produce and have lunch with friends. These two endeavors are organized by local people who invest their time and energy to make Limerick a welcoming community. The Limerick Hall was able to hold a very successful fish fry in 2019, and look forward to the possibility of another one in the fall. Volunteers did a great job. There have already been inquiries about when it will be held again. Limerick is challenged with a dwindling population, but we still have our spirit, and are proud of our community. Many of our residents work in other towns, but are happy to come home to our quiet village. It may seem that our population is decreasing, but we like to think that it is actually increasing and encompassing more people into our community as our residents broaden their work and school base. Limerick is a community of energetic and resourceful people, and it is amazing that fewer people are still able to do the work of many. Volunteers make up the cornerstone of all that Limerick represents and holds for their future. Nobody can do everything, but everyone can do something, rings true for the village.